This is TWiT.
Attorney General Eric H. Holder Jr. said yesterday at the Global Alliance Against Child Sexual Abuse Online conference that was going on in Washington, D.C., that new forms of encryption capable of locking law enforcement officials out of devices will only hurt investigations of kidnappers and sexual predators and put children in greater danger. Holder is the highest government official to publicly speak out against technology companies that are now encrypting data that could be potential evidence, even when law enforcement has a search warrant. Holder did not mention Apple or Google by name, but these remarks are following both companies' announcements last month of new encryption policies that have sparked concern among government officials, including FBI Director James B. Comey last week. As thousands of protesters continue to demonstrate in Hong Kong, Lacoon Mobile Security has announced that it's been tracking the spread of a fake mobile app aimed at eavesdropping on protesters' communications. In what's known as a phishing attack, WhatsApp users in Hong Kong, quite a few of them actually, have been receiving a link to download the software along with a message that says, "Check out this Android app designed by Code4HK for the coordination of Occupy Central." Now, Code4HK is a community of programmers who've been working to support this movement of democracy in Hong Kong, but didn't have anything to do with this particular app. That's according to Lacoon Security. It's not the first time that the democracy movement happening in Hong Kong has prompted web attacks, though. Back in June, an unofficial referendum on Hong Kong's political future that allowed people in Hong Kong to vote online drew the largest denial of service attacks in history, according to Matthew Prince, who's the CEO of Cloudflare, which helped defend the referendum site from the attack at the time. If you're a Comcast X1 customer, you can now stream and download DVR recordings from anywhere, even away from your DVR at home. Today, Comcast announced the launch of live in-home streaming and its X1 DVR with cloud technology in the San Francisco Bay Area and Houston markets, which joined the Atlanta, Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. markets where this was already available. The company says it plans to offer these features to most of its X1 customers by the end of the year. However, Variety is already reporting that one device only can stream or download DVR content at a time. So there are some limitations, some cloud limitations. But to watch recordings and live programming from your smartphone or tablet, if you're a customer, you'll need the Xfinity TV app from either the Google Play or App Store, Apple's App Store anyway. Verizon is scrapping its plan for network optimization, which would have restricted speeds for its heaviest unlimited data users when the LTE network was congested. That's on the very day that its new 4G network optimization policy was supposed to go into effect. Very 11th hour stuff here. Verizon's heaviest data users on grandfathered unlimited plans were facing throttled speeds to make room on the same LTE network for customers who pay for data by the gigabyte. But earlier today, Verizon said it would not indeed go ahead with this new policy. Back in July, the company started shipping notices to its unlimited plan customers, but argued that it wasn't truly throttling anybody because it didn't automatically restrict speeds to 2G or 3G rates when customers hit a predefined data limit each month. However, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler was not convinced and penned an angry letter to Verizon saying, "What are you doing? Tell us what your motives are here." I'm paraphrasing him a little bit. Verizon is still restricting speeds for heaviest unlimited users on 3G, but at least for now, its LTE network will be left alone. Bank Innovation is reporting that iOS 8.1, not to be confused with 8.0.1, which was the sort of meltdown from last week, 8.1 will include Apple Pay, and the current expected timetable for the public release is scheduled for October 20th. That's at least according to multiple anonymous sources. iOS 8.1 contains hidden code that will allow Apple to test Apple Pay with the private beta release of iOS 8.1. That's according to both Bank Innovation and 9to5Mac. In other Apple October news, potential October news anyway, the company will add a gold color option to its full-size iPads in an effort to boost shipments this year. That's according to people familiar with the plan speaking to Bloomberg. New versions of the company's 9.7-inch pads, which are widely thought to be announced this month, possibly October 21st, may include gold as a choice of color for the rear metal cover, which would add to the silver and gray that are available for the lighter iPad Air and would also mirror the options that iPhone users have. Sales of the iPad have declined for the past two quarters after rising from $5 billion when the product was introduced. That was way back in 2020. 2010 to $30 billion in 2012, though last year iPad sales produced $32 billion in revenue.